session number 12552, reel 4.
Mr. Gibbings, reel 4. Where was this gap? Where do you mean?
This is on the LM sector. What was terminated the LM sector of the defences.
Of the Tobruk defences?
The Tobruk defences, yeah. The LM airdrome lay in our site about 6 or 7 miles away. It was a plateau way above, and you could see it in the distance. This is where we saw the German columns going by of tanks and tanks and tanks and tanks, thousands of them, which really upset us. But when it turned out, it was mainly British vehicles which had been captured by the Germans in camouflage, canvas and that sort of thing. But this is the Germans. I mean, it wasn't tanks, it was just camouflage vehicles, and there were thousands of them. Well, eventually the 8th Army, we broke out and we met the 8th Army. We went to Sidi Rizik while we were in transport back to Cairo, or Tel Kabir, and we cleaned up after the New Zealanders. And that was a shambles. There was this knocked out, burnt out vehicles as far as you could see. We lost a couple of men there who messed around with German grenades. That's the stick grenades. Well, there was no booby tracks. I remember I had to recover some carriers of the Rifle Brigade, RBs. They were trapped in a wadi. And they were all knocked out in this wadi. There was a line of them.
There were what?
There was a line of them, you know, of carriers, the Bringer carrier. Well, carriers universal, it was. And they were freshly out from England because they had on them an ice scraper fitted to their rear hubs, which I'd never seen before. And to this day, I remember, because I caught my thumb on it. I had to take the hubs off, you know. But that was funny. But while we were clearing up there, I took some buttons off one of the officers that was killed. Now, that was a grisly sight because on this escarpment off to El Adam was the bits and pieces of letters and photos and that of these men who had fallen and their blood, you know, dripping down. If I could paint, I could paint some... A bit grisly. I could paint a grisly.